This is Post It, a DCU Batman fanfic written by Stories for Travelers and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and is Gen, with additional tags for Bat Family, crack, humor, notes, everyone likes to troll Jason. Summary. For this prompt at Comment Fic on LJ. DCU Bat Family. Breaking into Jason's safe houses just to leave him annoying post-it notes. Jason tensed as he saw the small yellow paper square on the wall of his safe house. He felt goosebumps rise on his arm. Nobody knew about this place. He looked around as he slowly checked every corner of the house. When he was convinced it was empty, he pulled the post-it off the door and read it. Your safe house has three vulnerable spots where someone could enter. Very sloppy. Jason fumed for a good moment as his mind raced. Then he closed his eyes and barely stopped himself from banging his head against the wall in frustration. Tim, Jason said to no one. Of course it was Tim. Tim being annoying was just expected. But when Jason came home to a completely different safe house the next week and found a pink post-it on his refrigerator saying, "Thanks for the snacks, buddy," along with a trail of crumbs on the floor and his jar of chocolate-covered pretzels almost empty, well, that's just crossing the line. He was going to have to figure out a way to kick Dick's ass. When he had time. First, he had to reinforce security at all his safe houses. A couple weeks later, Barbara decided to tape a One Direction poster to his wall. On top was a green post-it reading, "Your place is so boring. Thought you could use something to cheer the place up. And since you act like a 12-year-old, I figured this would work." Barbara apparently thought this was funny. It was not funny. The next month, Jason came home to another safe house to find a gray post-it that read, "You suck, dumb butt." Jason shrugged. Breaking into this house through the underground tunnels was actually pretty impressive for a kid Damien's age. The end. Reader's notes. This podfic was recorded for FrizandoPod because she is spiraling around the abyss of Jason Todd feelings, and I'm not sorry that that's where she is right now. This poor boy. He needs his family. So here they are, being annoying. Thank you for listening. I hope this soothes at least a little bit of your Jason Todd angst, and if it doesn't, well, it's only 3 minutes. I can't have made it too much worse. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and have a nice day.